This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. For the last several weeks, what we have seen happening in the Middle East is the exact opposite of what we had expected, wanted, or what we had been promised. What we had been promised in the Middle East was peace, development, democracy. That's what we were promised when we were led to attack Iraq under the false guise of weapons of mass destruction that did not exist, that were not found, and will probably never be found unless we plant them there ourselves. So we went into Iraq, took out an evil dictator, but that dictator had nothing to do with us. That dictator was no threat to us. In the meantime, we attack Iraq and we have turned that country into a living hell for its people. First, we bombed the cities, we destroyed the infrastructure, and then we disbanded their army. And then we finally have imposed a democracy on them that is so weak, it only operates in certain areas where the insurgents cannot strike. Every other place, every other town, every other neighborhood is either being torn apart by sectarian violence or insurgents or Al-Qaeda suicide bombers, terrorists killing themselves. And every day, 50 to 60 Iraqis are dying. This is the country that was supposed to be our role model for how to bring democracy into the Middle East. That was what George Bush then promised us after the weapons of mass destruction promise turned out to be false. We now have an Iraq that is now worse than what Afghanistan was a few years ago. People are killing each other. People are trying to kill American soldiers. And Iran is becoming stronger. Iran has become so strong now that it can take advantage of the fact that we Americans are bogged down and mired in Iraq and in Afghanistan. While this was happening, all was not lost. We did have certain countries in the Middle East that did have democracy, and it was not democracy exported or imposed by us Americans. It was Lebanon, for example. Lebanon had a huge, terrible civil war for decades, and once that was over, despite the killing and assassination of one of their very popular leaders, Rafiq Hariri, despite that, Lebanon did not fall back into civil war. They remained a democracy. They have a moderate government in power. Christians, Jews, Muslims, Shiites, Sunnis, they all live in peace. There is no civil war in Lebanon. But Hezbollah, the militant organization that was given the right to exist within Lebanon, did something not just stupid, but actually very cold and calculating. They went and kidnapped two Israeli soldiers. Now, they knew what they were doing. This was not a random act. They knew that Israel had a plan, and they actually had countered that plan. For example, Israel bombed the TV stations, besides the neighborhoods that it dropped bombs on, and the Hezbollah had a backup TV station already in place. So anyway, in this game of chess, I understand Israel's need to react and retaliate against the Hezbollah and the rockets that they are firing into the Israeli cities. However, two Israeli soldiers kidnapped, and Israel's response was to destroy the infrastructure, civilian neighborhoods, apartment complexes, and strike American-provided F-16s and even weapons and missiles onto civilians trying to escape the carnage. So I can understand that the Israelis had to react to the kidnapping of two Israeli soldiers by Hezbollah. However, the response is so overpowering. The response obviously is this way because the Israelis are bombing a country that has no air force and not even a real army. That's what the Israelis are great at. And guess what? If the Israelis say they are victims of terrorism, etc., two Israeli soldiers were kidnapped. 380 Lebanese civilians have died in just the last couple of weeks, while only 38 Israelis have been killed. 380 versus 38. These are not my numbers. These are the official figures, even from the American government and the American media. Look them up on the internet. 380 Lebanese civilians killed against 38 Israelis. Is that a fair response? Is that the way to deal with the kidnapping of two Israeli soldiers? What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com.